Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's time for Warriors This Week. Brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play smart, play at Oaks.
Durant for three, way downtown.
Now, here's Matt Stymiest and Sean Dickinson.
All right, welcome in. Warriors This Week. John Dickinson, Matt Stymiest, we're with you for the next 4 hours here on 95.7 The Game. And man, is there a lot to talk about pertaining to the Golden State Warriors. The season is over. Warriors lose the NBA Finals to the Toronto Raptors in six games. Toronto wins it 4-2, and that is just the beginning, Matt Stymiest, because not only are the Warriors eliminated for the first time in nearly 3 years, but now next season is already at a point where the Warriors are in some big-time trouble, because you don't win the championship, and now you have your top two free agents both injured, with Kevin Durant, the Achilles rupture, and Klay Thompson, the ACL tear. The Warriors, I said this, there is a scenario where the Warriors, even if Durant and Klay Thompson sign back with the team, where neither play for the Warriors for the next 16 months.
It's an extraordinary turn of events. It really is. We went into Thursday's game thinking the Warriors had a fair shot at winning two games against Toronto, winning their third straight title, and instead what happens is you end up losing to Toronto on Thursday. You lose Klay Thompson maybe for the entire season. Kevin Durant won't be on the he will not be playing for the Warriors next year, even if he's on the team. And the one thing that's happened with me, JD, is now we're getting some separation from the elimination of the finals. And things are starting to kind of hit you about how much things are now different for the Golden State Warriors. And I think they are in trouble. I think the Warriors are in trouble. And their ownership group and their general manager have proven over the last 5 years that they are among the best in basketball. And Joe Lacob is maybe reviled around the league for his light years comments, talking about how the Warriors are light years ahead of the other franchises. And I guess what I'm saying is, even if the Warriors are light years ahead, I don't see, like, they're not superhuman. They're still, Joe Lacob's an owner, Bob Myers a GM, and they don't have money to spend. They're going to have two of the best four players on the team next year injured. They're going into a new building. I mean, this is a daunting, daunting challenge. And I guess what I keep thinking is, Joe Lacob has built a reputation of he's just going to win. He's just going to win. He'll win. He'll figure it out. He'll do this. He'll do that. And I just think, I got to see how he's going to do this, because I don't know that anybody could kind of get the Warriors out of this one. I really don't. And you know, to think that Joe Lacob's got something that no other owner has, it feels unrealistic to me. It just really does. And that's kind of what I mean. If 2 or 3 years from now, the Golden State Warriors are one of the best 3 or 4 teams in the NBA, I'll be shocked. And I'll be saying again, that Joe Lacob did something that I never thought he could do. I never thought he was going to be able to win three titles in 5 years, let alone make a run at four. I don't see how he gets this team back among the elite in 2 or 3 years. I don't. Even if Clay comes back, it's too far down the road to expect it's going to happen.
Well, the questions now become, how do you proceed? And I'm of the belief, and we'll get into this with you at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. It's Warriors This Week, J.D. and Steiny, season in review edition here on 95.7 The Game. The Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795 as well. We are going to be joined by Tim Bontemps coming up in the 11 o'clock hour and Tim Roy in the 12 o'clock hour, but plenty of time for your phone calls over the course of the next 4 hours if you want to talk about the way the finals ended, the injuries to Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, and what the proper course of action is for this Warriors team moving forward. I'm of the belief, Steiny, and you laid out how difficult you believe that it will be. I think the only course of action for the Warriors is to hope you can sign Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson to those 5-year max contracts and then almost use the next 16 months, this offseason, next regular season, next offseason, to reshuffle the roster to a point where you can come back in October of 2020, 16 months from now, and be set up to make a run for the next 2 years as far as being a contender for a championship again. Because you'd be signing Klay and Durant for the first year, the injury year, and then you'd have maybe 2 years left of back-end prime with those two, granted, coming off of significant injuries, and then you'd have the final 2 years on the back end of that. But to me, you almost throw those back-end 2 years out at this point. That's a debt you may have to pay, at some point, but I would almost just don't worry about that at this point because you still have the next 3 years in front of you first, and a lot can change over the course of that time. But I think you couple that with the fact that you start to factor in, well, what does next year look like? And sure, the Warriors have a draft pick coming at number 28 next Thursday, and there's free agency, and there's still a decision on DeMarcus Cousins. And again, all of this is predicated on what Durant does, really, because I think there's a belief, and it was reported yesterday, Klay Thompson will come back. But how can you use the next 16 months to put yourself back in a position to where you can be a championship contender 2 seasons from now?
Well,
that's the goal. If I'm running the show.
No doubt. The best, and that's the thing. And here's why I think the Warriors are in trouble. Because, yes, if I were Bob Myers, what would be the number one thing that you would want to happen? You would want to be able to re-sign Durant and Klay for 5-year deals. And you just know you're going to have to bite the bullet next year. I just, and if that's your best case scenario, I guess is what I'm saying, I don't like it. I don't like it. I get it. It's their best case scenario, but that doesn't make me like it. I abhor the idea. Kevin Durant is almost 31 years old, okay? He's not playing all of next year. He may not take the court again until he's 32 years old. And this is the decision that every dynastic team and every team that's won championships has to decide. Do you want to pay Kevin Durant upwards of $50-plus million when he is 35 years old? Now, that may very well be the price of doing business, and I get that. But
I don't think there's any question that it is.
Well, I don't like it.
So would you not do it?
I believe it or not.
Because I think there's some things in sports where you just have to bite the bullet and let the consequences
Well, here's the thing about Kevin Durant. We have no idea right now what his relationship is with the Golden State Warriors. Hoping that Kevin Durant may sign a 5-year deal might be the most ridiculous thought any Warrior fan has. For all we know, Kevin Durant's like, I'm out of there. I can't stand what happened the last 2 or 3 months. We don't know. Or Kevin Durant's like, you know what? We did everything we could have. I appreciated the support from the team. I went out there and tried to get it done. It didn't work out for me. I'm staying here for 5 years because I trust that, you know, we have no idea what end of the spectrum he's on here. And so let's assume he's coming back. I mean, there's so much going on here, JD. Here's the other thing. You know who else is going to be tested? The Warrior fans. We're going to find out a lot about the Warrior fans because there's a good chance this team will not be very good next year. Is this a playoff team next year? If Klay Thompson does not play and Kevin Durant does not play, is that a playoff team? Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Iguodala.
Not a lock.
I'm not sure that it is a playoff team.
Not a lock.
And then what are you going to do?
It took 48 games, 47 wins to make the playoffs this year?
Was that what it was?
I mean, what were the Clippers? I mean, I could look it up. I should know off the top of my head, and I got the wrong mouse here. I'm trying to look it up. But yeah, it was 47, 48 games. I don't think that this Warriors team, as it's currently constituted, is a 48-win team. I'll say that.
I don't either. Now they'll make an acquisition or two.
And here's the other thing, and there's a lot to chew on here. If the way you get to that point of being a 47, 48-win team would be taking what you have now, minus Durant and Klay Thompson, for next season, and adding to it veteran minimums, mid-level exceptions, maybe DeMarcus Cousins comes back for his 20% raise. These are all the ways that you make yourself a playoff team next year, right? Well, here's now the new difference in the conversation. The reason you would get players to come for your veteran minimum or your mid-level exception was predicated on the belief that you could win a championship. Winning a championship in 2020 is off the table. This team is not winning a championship next year. Like, no. There's no chance that this team is like, this is, hey, can you be a four seed? Can you be a six seed? Can you, maybe in January it becomes, can you make the playoffs, depending upon how the beginning of the year starts? So, but again, you take yourself off the table, I think, for certain players to want to join you because of the fact that you're no longer a championship contender for next year.
Well, how about this, JD? What happens if the Warriors start out next season and they're not that good? They're 11-16. Remember how the dynasty started? They tanked. They tanked, and they made a trade for Monte Ellis and Andrew Bogut. So Joe Lacob, we are getting way ahead of ourselves, but do you tank in the first year of the Chase Center? Can you even do that? I don't know.
No.
It might be the best thing. No, not going into it, you can't.
But,
absolutely not. But
if you
things
look
may
up,
become apparent
if
at
you
some
look
point.
Up on New Year's and you're...
And Curry's dragging his leg and
you
you're
look up on
three
New Year's
under.
And you're 20-28, or 18-30, then maybe you do have to make a more difficult choice at that particular point in time. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. It's Warriors This Week. Your phone calls. Where do the Golden State Warriors go from here? We'll get into that here at 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson, Matt Steinmetz, 888-957-9570. This show is open to you for the next 4 hours, but in particular for the next 2 hours. We are guest-free until 11:30 when Tim Bontemps of ESPN will join us. We'll have Tim Roy try and tie a bow on the end of the Warriors season, a 4-2 finals loss to the Raptors, and then two just devastating injuries. There's no other way to put it in back-to-back finals games. Kevin Durant with the Achilles rupture and Klay Thompson with the ACL tear just on a freak play, going up for that dunk and missing the dunk. And Steiny, just before we get to the calls, I mean, that injury, that's the one. That is the one that I think tips this to a point where, because, look, the Warriors weren't sure they were going to have Kevin Durant even if Durant was healthy because he may leave in free agency. But I think there was a belief that, all right, you still got Curry. Worst case, you still got Curry, you still got Draymond, you still got Klay. And you run it back, and maybe you're not a championship contender, but you're close to it. You're still a team that could be in the conference finals and make a run at it, right, if you add maybe some better bench players to the mix at some point. Not an easy task, but you're in the mix. Klay Thompson goes down, and now it looks like he's likely to miss all of next season, if not at a minimum most of next season. And now you start looking at it, and the conversation for the 19-20 season is, can this team even be a playoff team?
And how about this for a crazy thought? Does it want to be a playoff team? I mean, that sounds preposterous to even say, JD, but that really is where we are. Let's say, and here's the other thing. You got to wonder what the Durant re-injury does for the future injuries of the Warriors. And what I mean by that is, you know, we were saying, what if the Warriors are struggling? Well, you know what? What if the Warriors aren't struggling? What if they're playing well and it's getting into February and they're 30-20, let's say, and now you start to hear the rumblings that Klay Thompson's feeling good. Do you bring Klay Thompson back for the last 2 months of the season?
Boy, I don't think you could.
Do you bring him back for 25, 30 games and then the postseason after what happened to Kevin Durant last year? I don't know. I mean, that's why when you say, well, Klay probably is going to miss all of next year, I think it's the way you have to plan it if you're the Warriors. If somehow he comes back. But again, would you even risk having him come back under any circumstances? That I don't know. I got to believe Klay's a pretty quick healer, but I got to believe the circumstances may dictate you're not going to let him be a quick healer.
All right, let's get it started on the phone lines. We got a lot of people that want to chat. Gary in San Ramon gets us tipped off here. Warriors this week on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Gary.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, just want to preface my initial comments with thanks to the Warriors for providing all the world-class sports entertainment and drama in a forum for all these discussions we can have. But getting to the Durant injury and how it was handled, you know, I was reading an article in the Bay Area News Group quoting a doctor, actually a professor of orthopedic science over at UC San Francisco, saying that, you know, there was a certain amount of risk to that Achilles just because of the nature of all the calf injuries that Durant has had, plus the Liz Frank. And for the Warriors to say that if they knew that Durant was going to blow that Achilles or injured in any way, they would have not let him play. It's hard for me to believe that they couldn't have availed themselves of the science and the knowledge that, yeah, there was a risk. And I know Durant felt the pressure to play, and just kind of wanted to know what your thoughts were on that.
Well, and thanks for the call. We have to acknowledge we don't know a lot about what happened. We don't know how people felt. We don't know if Durant was feeling pressure. Now, knowing Kevin Durant like we do for the last 3 years and how he knows what's written about him, he knows what's said about him, it's hard to imagine Durant wasn't hearing that people wanted him to come back. But where I'm at is, so Kevin Durant, what was their pressure for Durant to play? Well, you know what? Now I look back and I think, well, Joe Lacob said twice, I believe, on the record that Durant was coming back for the finals. That in and of itself creates a little bit of pressure. When your owner says, okay, Kevin's going to be back. He's going to be back for this series. Well, that puts pressure on him. I think when Draymond Green says KD at 70% is better than most players at 100. So, yeah, we'll take KD at 70.
Even Stephen Curry went out of his way to praise Klay Thompson and Kevon Looney for giving it a shot.
Right, right. And so it's very real that the Warriors might have been realistic to where he was. And Durant said, you know, and here's the other thing, and you brought this up, JD. If the Warriors didn't think they were going to be able to re-sign Durant for 5 years, you know what? Human nature would be, come on, KD, give it a shot. Give it a shot. If you think you're re-signing KD for 5 years and you have that, like, pretty much on lock, then I don't think you have him play in the finals if you know he's signing a five-year deal.
Well, and here's the other thing that we don't know. We can just lump this in. Is we don't know what the internal discussions were among the Warriors executives.
Exactly.
Among Steve Kerr, among Bob Myers, among Joe Lacob, among Rick Celebrini. We don't know if there was a difference of opinion, let's say, on what to do. We don't know that, let's say, one person said, there's no way we should let him play. And another person agreed with that person. No way we should let him play. And then maybe there was a third person among the group that said, well, if he can't re-injure it further, let's have him play. Or if only the calf can be re-injured,
right,
and he wants to play, then let him play. We don't know what those conversations are like, and I think that's where you have to, you know, that's something else that could become a potential issue down the line if there was a difference of opinion, and then you see how it plays out.
Right.
That can create a fracture.
I mean, if there was a difference of opinion and there's any kind of acrimony, he's not coming back. I mean, that I think we can acknowledge, right? I mean, I guess in theory, Durant could exercise the 1 year and just go live in New York for the year. I mean, see, that's the one thing that I heard he doesn't want to take that 1 year deal. He doesn't want to opt in for 1 year. But heck, I mean, basically, he's going to be on a paid sabbatical.
It's a nice problem to have. All things considered, look, if you're Kevin Durant, I mean, that's his worst case.
Well, look,
his worst case is he takes the $31 million for next year.
Well, and here's the reality of the situation
and rehabs.
For Kevin Durant. Nothing's changed for him. Nothing's changed for Kevin Durant other than he's not playing next year. I don't believe there's any. Do you really think the New York Knicks are going to go to Kevin Durant and say, you know what? You're not going to play next year, so we don't really want to sign
you. Well, there was the report.
Of course not. They're going to. Any team in the league would take Kevin Durant on a 4-year deal knowing he won't come back next year.
Well, there was the report that, four teams would give him the max? And I remember looking at that report, and I was talking to somebody else at the time as I was looking at it on my phone, and I go, four teams? Why would it be 30 teams?
Right.
Frankly.
Right.
And I get you have some reservations on the back end of that deal with him coming off this injury, but for not next season, but for the next two seasons after that, if you're like, I would sell my soul.
You think the Warriors
wouldn't
have done
that
10 years ago? Like that's how teams like the Warriors, you know, had to try to get superstars in those kind of situations. And again, you know, you might think I'm being hypocritical on the one point saying he'll get a 4-year contract, but the Warriors. I'm just saying. Even if you sign Kevin Durant to a 5-year contract, you know, there's going to be a potential downside to that you're going to have to face at some point.
Derek in San Francisco is up next here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Derek.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? First-time caller, long-time Warrior fan. Man, this one hurts, man.
Yeah.
I still haven't cried yet. man. But to recover... you know, we got to get Clay back next year. Also, we need a healthy Looney. Cousins, show us that you really want to win. Make your free throws. And why not pick up somebody for free agency if we can, somebody that wants to win? Also, why not allow the Curry brothers to play with each other? Give us a little spark, a little family home all again. I mean, I know he's not Clay, but he knows how to play.
Hey, Derek, what is a successful season next year? What does it look like for you just next season? Like what would you want this Warriors team to do next year where you go, that's a good year?
If they can make the AC, no complaints.
Okay.
Even if they can just finish, they could just finish. I mean, come on now, you know, we got one of the best players hands down with the one of the biggest hearts. You know, he kept his composure. I mean, even with everyone, you know, backlashing him, you know, he didn't come through in the clutch. Well, he came to the clutch in the last 5 years. You know, one thing about a dynasty, it takes a lot to, you know, just get there one time. Look at Toronto, it took them 25 years or 24 years.
Right.
But, you know, they gave us our all. But if we can at least get in that eighth seed, nobody's going to play us in the first round.
Fair enough. Thanks, Derek. Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead, Matt. Excuse me.
That's fair. I mean, you know
well,
what?
The expectations have changed. I mean, if you're just looking at next year, I think that's about right. Make the playoffs.
I mean, I guess there could be a pipe dream of, you know, you get into the playoffs and Clay's back getting healthier.
And then maybe you could win a round or two. Maybe.
Well, and I'm just saying for the most optimistic of Warrior fans, they would tell you right now that they could still win it if Kevin Durant leaves. You know what I mean? Before any of this happened, there were a lot of Warrior fans that said, you know, if Kevin Durant goes to New York, we can still win it next year. Well, if that's the way they believe, that's still on the table. It's still on the table. It might be a longer of a long shot. I think it is, but you know, Klay Thompson comes back in March and the Warriors are in the 8th seed and they make a run up to 6 and now all of a sudden they're playing the Portland Trailblazers and they're sitting with Curry and Klay and Draymond and it's the same old Portland team except they got Nurkic. I wouldn't count the Warriors out in a series like that, but again, between now and then, a lot is going to have to go right. A lot, and maybe too much.
Coach P in Fremont. Coach P, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First of all, I just want to thank you guys, man, for having, you know, this show so awesome, man. I'll tell you guys that it's one of my favorites on the station. You know, just to talk basketball for, you know, whatever it is, 3, 4, 5 hours is awesome. So thank you guys. And then, you know, obviously thank you, the Warriors. But from where they go from this point on, I mean, a lot of people are going to have different opinions. I mean, and I don't see him. If it was me, obviously, what you laid out to get in the show, I would be with it. Maybe even tanking the first year in Chase, but we all know, you know, the ownership's not going to allow that to happen. They got to put a product out there for people that want to come watch. And I think with Curry and Draymond, if you get Boogie back, I think that's enough right there to get you a bottom seed, 8, 7, or 6, honestly. I really do. I think just their talent and their heart, and especially the way they ended this year. And, you know, they didn't look like they held back. I feel like some fans feel they could have did better. Nah, those guys, they played their tails off, man. I mean, they were getting it all. Injuries are part of the game, so you really can't say, oh, this didn't happen, that didn't happen. It's just part of the game. I'm all about bringing Klay back. Durant's the one, the question mark. And I know the Warriors are saying they're awesome, the max and all that. You got to kind of do that when you're in ownership. But I think behind the scenes, they're kind of sitting there thinking, like, do we really want to deal with this? Because I think KD, as he ages, he's going to get more fragile. Klay's different. Klay's just, you know, Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. I'll get it done. He'll get out there if he can. He'll play one leg if he can. You know what I mean? But KD is the one, I think, and it sucks to say because he's such a great player. I mean, before this injury, you could probably say he was the best out there, you know, right behind him, Kawhi. But I really think he's going to be fragile as these years go. So I'm kind of got a question mark on really offering him the max. But I think in a year from now, you know, just let's just say the Warriors do get one of the bottom seeds, 6, 7, or 8. And then you got Klay coming back from the playoffs because just knowing the player he is, he would come back for that playoff run. I think they can make some noise, so I'm not really worried that much. I think this ownership will do what it takes them to be competitive for the next decade. And you know, I'm all with it. I'm just glad we're in this stage now. We're not in the, you know, the 10 to 20 years ago stage. Love the show, guys. Let's go Oakland. Go Dubs.
Appreciate it, Coach P. I mean,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
See, I actually think, all right, Durant takes a 5-year deal, let's say. Okay, great. That's great. Now you know at least he's going to be on the team for the next 5 years. But could you make a case, JD, that if you're the Warriors, now you let him go because you can't contend next year? So do you let him go knowing that it will give you more flexibility next year when Draymond Green comes up and when Andre Iguodala. See, what if the Warriors sign Kevin Durant to, if he takes that 5-year deal, all right, they're done again. They're going forward with Curry, Durant, and Klay, period. They're going forward with those guys. They won't have money, essentially. But if Kevin Durant leaves this summer, well, you know what? Now that opens the door for the Warriors to be a factor next year in free agency, right? Because they'd have Klay on a max deal, Curry on a max deal, but Iguodala's coming off. Draymond Green's a free agent. So at that point, you might have some mechanisms to change the team a little bit. So that you could make a case. Maybe you could, should go that way.
I don't think you can do that because, again, the goal is...
Well, you might not have a choice.
Well, you might not have a choice, but to me, you want Durant. You want Durant back. Yes, it's Durant's choice.
I know you want him back, but my point is if he says he's not coming back, you have to try to turn that into a positive.
Yeah,
at
you
that
do
point.
At that point, but you still are maybe not hamstrung financially moving forward years down the line, but you're still hamstrung as to what you could do for the next couple of years.
Next year? Like if let's say Durant leaves, so he's not on the payroll. So you'll have Curry at monster money, Clay at monster money.
Yeah, and then Draymond potentially at monster money.
Right, but at that point, you could move off him and try to do something different.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, look, you're going to have to remake this team at some point.
And you're going to have to keep that option open. But
that's all I'm saying.
But if I'm looking at it, it's you want Durant, and you deal with it. You want Clay Thompson, and you deal with it. And you do everything you can in the next 16 months to work yourself back into a championship-level contender
and I guess that's
for
where,
2020, 2021.
But I guess that's where I'm saying, well, how do you do that if you're totally capped out? Which they will be if they re-sign both those guys.
How you use your mid-level, how you use your veteran minimums.
Well, I think...
Do you get a guy, do you pay somebody for two that wanting him for the second year... You know, like a lot of times a lot of these minimum deals are 1 year deals or, you know, this and that, but maybe you give somebody 3 years to, you know, that you want for the championship run that maybe you don't think is going to help you as much next year, if that makes sense. Like that's kind of my thinking. What do you do with your draft picks? Do you package a couple of young players that, you know, for to move up? I mean, how do you, and again, that's not that there's a lot there. I'm not saying that that's easy or, people want the Warriors' young players. I get that. But what I'm saying is you use the next 16 months almost as if it's an offseason. An offseason where you're going to have to play a full season in the middle of it, but it's one big offseason. Do everything you can to attempt to be a championship contender 2020-2021.
Again, with the way I look at it is all the options we're presenting – there's not really a good one in my mind anymore. So
well,
you have to kind of take what you think the best percentage is for it to be successful. And I'm not disagreeing with you. Again, they get Clay back. They get Durant back. But here's the other thing. Conventional wisdom was Durant was leaving, basically, right? Pretty much all season. Yeah, everybody kind of thought he was going to leave. Why would anything now? Why are we all of a sudden now talking about?
Well,
he may take this 5 year. Well, like what changed? He got hurt.
Maybe that fifth year in the back end and the security is more important now.
All right. Yeah.
Maybe he has a different kinship with his teammates than he did based on the way this thing all plays out. Remember the thing that I always say. I think it's more prevalent this year than ever. How things end matters. Because think about how we went back the beginning of last season, right? And we were talking about, well, the Warriors are going to win it that year, last year, and they're going to be the favorite to win it this year, which they were. And it was almost this, you know, 2 years in one, you know, kind of a thing to try and win it. And the conversation we would always end up having is, well, nobody knows how it's going to end as far as, like, will Clay come back? Will Durant come back? And you're right. I think the belief is that Durant wasn't inclined maybe to – or he's more inclined to come back now for some reason than it feels like that's the view of it than he would have been if he had just been healthy and played it out the whole time. But, again, only he knows the answer to that. Is there a greater kinship now? You know, or is he bent over the way the Warriors handled the injury? Or is there a divide between he's ticked at management, but he loves the players?
Right.
And you know, he loves playing with Curry and Clay and Draymond, and he's inspired by the way they fought without him, you know, to still try and win. So, I mean, all of those things are on the table. And then, oh, by the way, the financial component, which, you know, Durant has to decide. You know, maybe Durant, you know, and it goes... we dig up the unfinished business quote, right?
Right.
And, you know, because he had said to Clay, we have unfinished business, right? I think it was Ramona Shelburne. Well, I'll make sure I'm crediting that properly. But if, you know, maybe Durant feels like, hey, they didn't win it. I'm going to come back and we're going to win it.
Possible.
Kind of like when he joined the team in the first place. He didn't win it. They didn't win it.
Right.
Now
they ain't winning it for 2 years.
Correct. So, but again, the only thing he could do is come back as close to 100% as he can for October of 2020.
Yeah. It's to me, and you're right. That would be the best case scenario.
But look, I'm not saying it's
still
gonna
a long
work.
Shot to me.
I'm not saying it's going
to
work.
No, I know. I know.
I'm just saying, what are you most comfortable with trying?
Yeah.
You got to try something.
No doubt. But again,
like if you're a GM and I'm a GM.
But we have to acknowledge that the first step has the Warriors have no control over the first step.
100%.
Kevin Durant will say to the Warriors, like, it's
yes,
funny.
Yes, correct.
It's funny. Somebody. I
think it was me that said it to you. Well, you know, he dictates
right.
This
it's
bad
not
boy.
Like the Warriors are going to be like, all right, KD, take the 1 year. No.
No, it's not.
It's Kevin Durant saying to the Warriors, I'm leaving, or I will take that $31 million, or you know what, guys? I want $225 million the more I think about it. It's his decision.
Correct.
And, yeah, I guess the Warriors could say, you know, now we're not giving you the Supermax, but I think
okay.
they'd be crazy to.
Bye.
Now, I'm not crazy about giving Durant 5 years right now. I'm not. But would I not do it? Probably not, because that would take some big, big stones to do that. To tell Kevin Durant, we're not giving you a Supermax. But giving him a Supermax isn't automatically the best thing to do.
Jim in Fairfield, 95.7 The Game. Hey, Jim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hey, the big questions I have is in the 80s, the Lakers and the Celtics were able to keep their fantastic run for the championships by having the players come, veteran players come in for less money than what they could have possibly gotten with the solid hopes of getting a championship. With the Warriors only winning 3 out of their last 5, how does this impact the veterans that would like to come in and win a championship like David West did? Because West first went to Spurs and then he went to the Warriors to get that championship ring. So what do you see for the future for the Warriors as far as the veterans coming in at a minimum?
I think
the answer off the air. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jim.
I think it changes.
Well, it changes now because they're not a championship contender next year.
I mean, part of the reason DeMarcus Cousins came to the Warriors was because he figured, well, I may as well pick up a ring too.
Rehab.
Right. Rehab,
change
ring,
my reputation,
big payday.
Win a ring, big payday.
David West came for the ring. Barbosa. Even Sean Livingston was a signing that I think he was enticed about. Listen, Andre Iguodala signed with the Warriors because he saw something here after he was with Denver. So nobody, you're right. Nobody's going to sign next year with the Warriors saying, I want to get my ring. I want to get a ring. So there are better places to ring chase next year than with Golden State.
The Warriors are not. The brat on the table is, and I don't think anybody. I mean, look, the Warriors have been championship contenders for 5 straight years. The brat on the table is the Warriors are not championship contenders next year. They're just not. Flat out. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Warriors this week, 95.7 The Game.
Warriors This Week continues on 95.7 The Game.
You know, the most common conversation I had last night with everybody was that we were just out of words. We were out of emotion. I mean, it was just, I don't know how, as a human being, you can only process so much.
Bob Myers, at his media availability yesterday, season-ending media availability, Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, meeting with everybody over at the practice facility.
Can I?
Wow.
I don't know if I want to go down this rabbit hole, but I finally got the text line up, and there's one here that I did want to talk to you about. And it's, how can the Lakers be the favorite to win it next year?
Makes no sense to me, although I think the belief is they're going to, you know, the odds makers are thinking they're going to get somebody good. It's like
right.
They're just factoring that in before it even happens.
But let me ask you this.
They're going to get Anthony Davis.
Okay.
They're going to get Kawhi. They're going to get Jimmy Butler. They're going to get
Let's say they get Anthony Davis. So they got LeBron James and Anthony Davis. How much does that scare you?
I think they're a playoff team.
Sure, they're a playoff team.
But here's
the thing.
Is
that a championship? Is that a championship duo right now? Well, it might be now.
What it takes to win a championship just went down.
No doubt. That's true.
Like, if I'm Daryl Morey and I was thinking about blowing it up, guess what? I'm not thinking about blowing it up now. If I'm Daryl Morey, you know what? I might think about giving Mike D'Antoni that contract extension rather than trying to get him to quit. I mean, right?
Yes.
I mean, if I'm Rockets, I'm waking up thinking, you know what? We were done. We had no shot next year to win a title. But now I'm thinking, you know what? We got as good a shot as anybody because the Warriors aren't the Warriors anymore.
But see, and this is the part that people have to realize isn't altogether different. I was saying it a month and a half ago after Houston got eliminated. I still wouldn't do anything until July 1st of free agency to see what Durant's going.
Because
if Durant goes to New York, Houston's back in business anyway. Forget about what ended up happening to Clay. So now
I look at it a little differently, but that's okay.
How do you look at it?
I just look at it as if the Warriors had a healthy Curry, healthy Clay, healthy Draymond.
Okay.
I think they're as good as the Rockets.
Right, but what I'm saying
is, because I think you have to project a little bit of a decline for them. And,
oh, I'm not disagreeing with that, but what I'm saying is if you're Daryl Morey, then you have to say, well, we have a more realistic chance of beating them now than we ever have.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so that would make you do less drastic things if you thought you didn't have a chance. That's all.
I mean, Toronto, Portland.
Yeah.
I mean, Portland is Utah. You know, what if Utah gets Mike Conley in a trade? I mean, I think he would make them a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, the NBA is going to be wide open next year.
Yeah, it really is.
Wide open.
Really is.
Because the Warriors are going to be off the board as far as a championship contender goes.
How about this?
Toronto, if they keep Kawhi, could
Warriors
win it again.
Yeah, but Toronto and the Warriors may be off the board next year.
Then Milwaukee thinks
they
got a shot.
If Kawhi goes to the Clippers.
Philly thinks they got a shot. Boston thinks they got a shot. Brooklyn, hell, if they sign two guys, they may think they've got a shot. If they get Kyrie and somebody else, the Lakers will think they've got a shot. I mean, there's a lot of teams are going to think they've got a shot. The Rockets.
And they do.
Portland.
Hell, Indiana now. You never know. I mean, and also,
as wide open a year as it could be the first truly wide open year in lifetime.
What if Zion Williamson is like really good? Well, the Pelicans then are sitting with Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, and Zion Williamson. It's like maybe we will get off track on the Anthony
Although it
Davis
sounds like
thing.
Anthony Davis still wants to go.
Well, you know what? That's fine. But here's what I was thinking, because I went on a New Orleans radio station. They were asking me about Anthony Davis, and it's like David Griffin was brought in for one reason and one reason only, to either trade Anthony Davis and in the aftermath have this franchise be completely afloat or find a way to keep Anthony Davis. So if I'm David Griffin, I am under no timetable.
Yeah.
They hired me to make one move. He makes a mistake on that move, it's over. It's over. And so if I'm David Griffin, I got to figure out a way. I have to tell Anthony Davis, can you give me 40 games? Can you give me 40 games from training camp until the end of January so I can see and we can see if we have anything with you, Drew, and Williamson? I could not trade him right now.
Give me 40 games, and maybe, you know what? But you know what? You might like it.
Exactly.
You might. I know, Anthony, I know you don't think you will, but you
might
like it.
I can't trade Anthony Davis before I see him alongside Zion Williamson.
That's fair.
That's all. That's all I'm saying.
That's fair. Let's keep it moving on the phone lines here. 888-957-9570. Deborah San Lorenzo is up next here. Hey, Deborah, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
I am good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Good. Steiny. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is my take. A win-win for the Warriors if Durant's going to leave, right?
Oh, my gosh.
No one can pay him more than the Warriors can pay him. So I sit down with him. I say, okay, we understand you want to leave. Sign the 5-year with us. We'll put a clause in there in regards to where he can be traded. That allows him to make the max money. And then it would also give the Warriors some flexibility to get something in return for Durant. 1 year is nothing. I mean, you lose a year, you lose a year. But you have to look longer term than just looking at that 1 year. So Durant can maximize what he wants to maximize, and then the Warriors can have some flexibility and get something back instead of him leaving open, leaving them high and dry if he actually wants to leave. That's my take on it.
Thanks, Deborah. Essentially what we'd be talking about there, JD, is a sign and trade.
Right, which, again, that's one that that's a scenario we haven't really discussed, but
it might have become more in the picture, right?
If I'm the Warriors and Durant says I'm gone, a lot of times it doesn't play out that way, though. But if I'm the Warriors and I mean, if I'm the Warriors, and Bob Myers and Larry Harris and Joe Lacob and everybody involved, like, they're smart enough to have every single scenario
right
laid out and an option for every single. So I think most likely event, maybe not, but if Durant comes to you and says, I'm gone and I'm going to X or Y, you have to look at it, I think, even more so now, just based on the fact that you could try to use Durant at that point to
no doubt
get a couple of serviceable bench players back, even, or anything.
I mean, let's just say,
maybe you get a starter and a bench player for him.
I mean, maybe what it comes down to is simple, that the Warriors give him the 5 years and then they trade him. For example, if let's say Durant signs a 5-year deal. Well, here's the problem. You have to bank, you would have to know that Durant wouldn't, you have to know Durant, that fifth year is huge to him and the money is huge to him. Because why would he sign, he wouldn't just sign with the Warriors for an extra year if he didn't want to be here. You know what I mean? So if he says, look, I don't want to be here, guys. I'm out. Okay, where do you want to go? I told you guys I want to go to New York. Okay, at that point, I do think if you're Bob Myers, you say, tell you what, instead of signing that 4-year deal with New York, how about we call New York, we'll sign you for 5, and then we'll see if we can get something out of New York. Now, the question at that point becomes, does New York say, hit the pike? You know, we're offering him our 4-year deal as a free agent. Kevin, take that or don't take it. Like, we don't want to have to give something up just to get you for that fifth year. So, I mean, there is a lot to talk about, you know. And the other thing is, let's face it, Kevin, if you'd sign and trade Kevin Durant, you're going to trade Durant to a team where you might be taking an asset off it. And so Durant would say, well, no, I'll just go there as a free agent for 4 years, because I don't want them to give up Knox to you guys on the other end or something. You know what I mean?
And I don't think it would end up being.
No, it wouldn't be
like,
somebody that good.
That's the thing. It wouldn't be any. You wouldn't be getting somebody that good.
No. I know.
You'd be getting two rotation players. In my mind, you'd be getting two rotation players.
Moutier.
You'd be getting two rotation players.
I mean,
that you think,
Curry
again,
and Moutier
that you think
last,
could be a part
Curry and
of,
Moutier next year starting Warriors backcourt.
That you think could be part of a championship core 16 months from now.
Yeah.
That's the timeline I'm working under. You're not in the championship conversation next year. You have this offseason, you have next offseason, and then you're going to have to play the actual season next year in between and try and make the playoffs, or if things go awry and you have injuries, maybe you don't at some point. And look, I'm not saying tank, by the way. I want to be clear. I'm not saying tank next season. What I'm saying is you use the two off seasons and the time in between where you got to play next season to attempt the best you can to try and do almost a little mini reset to get yourself back into championship contention. Here's the other factor. And I'll use what we just said is good for the rest of the league that hurts the Warriors next year, that could be good for the Warriors 2 years from now. It's the fact that it may not take as much to be a championship contender as it's taken the last couple of years. You may not need a super team to be a championship contender. You know, Curry and Clay and Draymond and a better bench 2 years from now may be enough, even if those guys are all older and Clay's coming off a major injury. That may be enough because of the way the talent is dispersed. Scott in Berkeley, 95.7 The Game, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco Radio.com Sports Station.
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well.
I guess my thoughts about where they go from here is, I think like this. Historically, the last decade or so, the 8th seed in the West has been about a 45-win team. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Roughly, yeah.
That's fair.
Okay, so Curry, Draymond, Boogie, if he re-signs, great. But if they don't make the playoffs, and, you know, Matt and Steiny, you're talking about a full-season tank. I'm not thinking about a full-season tank. I'm thinking about getting to a point where maybe they're, you know, at 30-28 or 30-30, and they say, you know, this ain't going to happen. You know, call it a strategic tank.
Just like they did with Monte Ellis when they were 21-25 with
or 2012 when they needed to hold on to the pick.
Okay, yeah.
Well, same
year. But yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Next year's draft class, I think they've already started looking at that. It certainly isn't the three-man class that this upcoming class is considered. It's deeper.
Okay.
How the lottery plays out now, I mean, if how it played out in May is any reasonable template, you can go in, you know, low, whatever low is now, and spectacularly move up. It's just a thought. I mean, the idea now, you're in a transition. I mean, I'm not saying the dynasty is over. What I would say is this phase of this dynasty is over.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call, Scott. I agree with you. I mean, and I think you're absolutely right in that. I don't think they go into the season with, okay, here's our strategy. We're going to do this or we're going to do that.
I think the strategy next year going into the season is going to be, let's make the playoffs.
Let's make the playoffs. Absolutely.
That's the strategy. And I think Scott's on point where, if you get to March 1st and you're 30-30, or you're lingering and maybe you're not fully healthy, at that point do you decide you need to change the course of act? Here's the other thing.
Well, maybe you're saying, let's get Klay Thompson back. Because if we make the 8th seed, we're playing that 1 seed and they stink.
And maybe you're also saying,
and it's Portland, and we can beat Portland just with Klay. Klay, Draymond, Curry, and a hand tied behind our back, we can beat Portland.
And I think it's fair. Yeah, I think it's fair to say Klay Thompson could be back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unfair to count on Klay Thompson
absolutely.
Coming back.
You have to expect he's not going to play.
And that's the way I look at Durant until he's not a Warrior.
Okay.
If that winds up being the case, Klay Thompson. I'm looking at it, Steiny, as neither one is playing the entire season.
Me too.
And if Klay can come back, Klay can come back. Because, look, the earliest Klay's coming back is, what, January, February? I mean, the absolute.
I would just say, like, after the All-Star break.
So, like, you're going to have to play half the damn season no matter, and see where you're at anyway.
Right.
Right? So then that'll dictate whether it's even worth it or not. What I'm saying is, you load up, and you see teams do this in baseball. Like, teams that don't think they're going to be contenders. And again,
right.
I'm not saying the Warriors won't think they're going to be a contender, but teams that don't think they're going to be a contender, you know what they do? They sign a lot of relievers. They sign a lot of, you know, bench players. They sign a lot of players, frankly, that they'll help you compete, but once you get to the trade deadline, if you're out of it, they're assets.
Kind of like the Lakers did last year.
They're assets. So if you're out of it, you know, you want to sign players that are going to have value to other contending teams, to where maybe you do get a late first round pick or something coming back for somebody, or, you know, one of your mid-level guys, or maybe you do get a future second rounder and a younger player coming back for a veteran minimum guy that maybe came to the Warriors trying to contribute, but then wants to try and get a ring somewhere else. Like, you can control those things. And again, it's a different challenge than the Warriors have faced in the last 5 or 6 years, but it's not. There are ways to attempt to go about doing it to try and keep yourself at a championship level 2020, 2021. Again, 2 years from now.
I mean, there are scenarios that are on the table that you wouldn't have thought were on the table, like trading Andre Iguodala at the middle of next season to a contender for a late pick and maybe a young player that could be good in a year or two. That's certainly on the table. But there's a million different things on the table, I think, that we haven't thought about at this point. Let's go to Charlie. What's going on, Charlie? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Let me pull over. I'm actually running.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.